And we are back here on WWGH Radio, a getaway Friday morning, Friday, September the 20th, 2019, 15 minutes past the hour, and away we go. Now, last hour was a little bit of what I would call a slow hour. We did not get a whole lot of calls. And that's too bad, because this week we've had so much fun with people calling in and giving their thoughts and answers and adding to conversations that we have been having. So hopefully this hour will pick back up and we'll be able to continue those conversations as we have had them all this week. Now this morning, the topics that we are talking about, we're still allowing people to call in because the big topics of the week were the Isley Shop, the Red Apple Grill that used to be located on North Main Street, Tecumseh, Snow's Racket Store yesterday brought back a lot of great memories for people. But today we're also talking about Bob Mason, the founder and original owner of WMRN. Does anybody out there remember him or any run-ins they might have had with him? The Shovel Restaurant, which just closed in recent years. Does anybody remember the history of how the Shovel got its name? Was it because it was located near the Shovel? And a lot of people from the Shovel used to eat there. Does anybody have any memories of that? Martha Douse and her Mike Rollins dances that went on, I believe, for well over 20 years here in Marion, raising money for leukemia. Dorothy, who used to run Fair Park Sundries for so many years over in the Fair Park area. Former Sheriff Max Ross, who was also a coach for many years at Marion Catholic High School. Bob Smith, the former owner of Smith Cardinal when it was over on Main Street. Father Fury, who was such a staple of this community for so many years. I know he did some work out at the prison. He did some work certainly with Marion Catholic High School. Also did some work, of course, with St. Mary's Church. Does anybody have any memories of any of these people or anything you'd like to share that triggers a memory in your mind? 740-383-9944. But we're talking about all these things. Father Fury, Bob Smith, Max Ross, Snow's Racket Store, Dorothy and the Fair Park Sundries, Martha Douse and the Mike Rollins Dances, the Shovel Restaurant, Bob Mason, the founder of WMRN, Tecumseh, the plant, Isley's Ice Cream, or the theaters here in Marion. That was a topic of discussion earlier on today. The Marion Theater, the Ohio Theater, the State Theater, the theater that used to be located over on the west end of town. Now, these were theaters kind of like the Palace Theater, but they were not as big as the Palace Theater. Now, is this where movies were shown here in Marion? Because this all started because I was trying to figure out, before the movie theater in the mall, where did people go and see movies in Marion? Was there another movie theater that was dedicated just to movies? Or did people have to go to these theaters like the Marion, the Ohio, the State Theater, the theater in the west end of town, the Palace Theater? Is that where you went and saw a movie before we got a cinema? I guess that's what they're called. The place out in the mall is called a cinema. Also, we're talking about drive-in theaters. Had one on the north end of town, had one on the south end of town. Now, we talked earlier on to somebody who said that the drive-in on the north end of town, the picture, the screen, might still be there at the old North Drive-In. Now, does anybody remember the picture, the screen, still being up at the old North Drive-In? Has anybody been out there? I guess it's right before the cemetery, if you're going out to 423. Does anybody remember going to these drive-ins? I know we have a lot of people listening who are longtime residents of Marion who might have went to these drive-ins. Were they fun places to go to? Did they have food? Did they have good people who work there? Were they fun places to go, or were they a little different? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any memories of the theater history of Marion, Ohio, whether it be cinemas or drive-ins or old stage theaters. And why did the stage theaters go under? And does anybody remember the year that the cinema first opened in the Marion Mall, back when it was the Southland Mall? Does anybody remember when that cinema first opened? And do you have any memories of going there? I know that for a long, long time, the cinema that was located in the Southland Mall used to have a tremendous audience. If a new movie was going to be shown there, they would have people wrapped around the block. So any memories of the old theaters here in Marion, or any information on the cinema that's currently in the Southland Mall? And, you know, I wonder if there's anybody out there listening who ever worked at any of these places. Did anybody ever work at any of these theaters that were in Marion? Or maybe worked at the cinema at the Southland Mall? And what was it like to work there? I would think that that would kind of be a difficult job, because I think mainly, mostly kids are probably going to movies, and they're probably doing it on Friday and Saturday night when they can stay up late and don't have to be home at a certain time. And it's probably a lot of high school kids. And, you know, I can only imagine the amounts of popcorn and wrappers and pop cans and cups that are left in a movie theater after a movie is shown. Does anybody have any memories of any of this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you if you would like to call in and share any of these memories. And I was thinking about the Mike Rollins dances that the Martha Dowse Dance Club used to hold. You know, they went on for a long time, as I say, and they were for leukemia research, which went down to Children's Hospital in Columbus. But those were just interesting events where people got together, a whole dance club got together, and I think Marge Hazlett, who was on the station for a long time, was a member of that dance club. And they would go and they would dance and raise a lot of money and have a lot of fun. And that is a very unique thing. And I don't know if we have that type of social interaction anymore. I don't know if the world has changed in that way. I don't know if anything like that could ever be done again. But Martha was and is a go-getter. When she wanted to do something, nobody was going to stop her from doing it. And I think that's how she ended up with all the studios that she has ended up with throughout the state of Ohio and beyond. And what a great lady she is and continues to be. And people love her. When they see Martha, they just love to approach her and talk to her. And she had her own style. And that was also very unique to the persona of Martha Dowse. She ran for office at one point, I believe in the 4th Ward. She did run for office. She did a lot of things. She was a very multifaceted woman when it came to Marion and doing the things that she did. Does anybody have any memories of these things? Maybe the Mike Rollins dances, or maybe attending Martha's school? I'm sure some of the former students of Martha would have to be out there listening, or people who have come in contact with her over the years, no matter what event she was doing. So does anybody have anything to share as far as that goes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you and hear your memories. Now, the one thing I'm kind of surprised about here this morning is we haven't had any response on Bob Mason or Dorothy from Fair Park Sundries, because it's my understanding, when Bob Mason owned the radio station, which would have been the 40s, 50s, and 60s, that he was quite kind of a man about town, that he went to a lot of events, covered a lot of school groundbreakings and things of that nature. Did anybody have much contact with him over the years? Does anybody remember seeing him? You know, another thing that's kind of interest is when the presidents have come through Marion, there's been a lot of big events. You know, this brings me to an interesting point. Before I get to the presidents here, somebody the other night brought up the blizzard that we had, which I guess would have been in, was it 78? The blizzard of 78? Does anybody have any memories of that blizzard? Because I know a lot of people in our listening audience were around Marion at that particular time and lived through that, or at least were in this area, maybe lived in a different county or part of Ohio, but also dealt with that blizzard of 1978. And I don't think we've had anything quite like that since 1978. But does anybody have any memories of the blizzard of 1978, which I believe took place sometime in March of that particular year? 740-383-9944. I remember hearing that it was kind of warm that day, that either the day before or the day of, that it was warm and there was no snow on the ground, and we were already into March, and that the idea of a blizzard was really kind of far-fetched for most people. But yet the blizzard did come, and I think a lot of people ended up being unprepared. I know there were people who were living in trailer parks at that time, and the power went out, and people could not get outside their doors because of the snow drifts, and people would have to, I think they used their ovens, which you wouldn't want to do, but they did that to stay warm. I think they turned on the oven, which was probably powered by gas in those days, and stayed warm. So does anybody have any memories of the blizzard of 78? That's always an interesting topic in Marion, and has been for many, many years. So there you go. Or the bicentennial that went on just a few years prior to that. 740-383-9944. Talking about memories of the blizzard of 1978 or the bicentennial that went on in Marion. I know a lot of special things were done for that. I think there was even an 8mm movie made of the bicentennial. Certainly everybody did not have cameras back in those days. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I grew up in Gahanna, which is in Columbus, of course, and I think I was in the 8th grade, and I know we didn't have school for a long time. And then when we finally started up, it was only for half a day. I don't know if that was to conserve fuel or what, but yeah, no school for a while and then half days.
Now, when it came to the blizzard, it was 1978, wasn't it?
Yeah, 78.
Okay. When it came to, it was in March, and was it true that the weather leading up to it was very nice?
I don't remember that. You know, as a kid, you don't care about that kind of stuff, but I just remember the winds, and I mean, there was no way you could get your car out of the drive, and I don't think it was a lot of snow. I think it was the wind.
The drifting. Do you remember how long it went on that school did not, it was just weeks and weeks?
I'm thinking at least 2 weeks.
At least 2 weeks?
Anything longer than that, I'm not positive of.
Well, that's interesting.
It was kind of neat, too. I mean, it was neat as a kid. As an adult, it probably didn't, you know, go over too well. But as a kid, I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, if you had to get out to work, that probably wasn't a fun event for you.
Right, and I'm sure a lot of people were off work, too.
I'm sure. Well, hey, I thank you for that call.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, there's a memory of the blizzard of 78 from somebody who lived in the Columbus area. Now, was there anybody in the Marion area during that particular time, or anybody in the surrounding counties, maybe living in Upper, LaRue, any of these places? I bet some of these smaller counties really had a lot of trouble with that because they don't have the crews to get through to knock the snow around. Now, I have heard that we have had more snow accumulation at with other storms since the blizzard of 78, but it was the drifting that caused the problem in the 1978 storm. Does anybody remember that to be the case? 740-383-9944, 29 minutes past the hour. And I think that does have something to do with what makes a blizzard. That it has more to do with how the winds are whipping around than the snow accumulation. Because I think there was a snowstorm in like 19... or like 2008, something like that, 20 years later, in which the snow accumulation was greater than the blizzard of 78, but it didn't have the drifting. And plus, by the time 2008 had come around, there's a lot more sophisticated material to treat the roads and snow plows and things of that nature than there would have been in 1978. So that's a topic of conversation this morning. Does anybody remember anything about the blizzard of 1978? And maybe where you were and what went on here in the Marion area. But I just, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it happened sometime in March toward the end of winter. And also that the weather had been rather nice leading up to that blizzard, which is an odd thing to have happen. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any memories of that blizzard? Or the drive-ins here in Marion. We're trying to get some local history on the north and south drive-ins that were here in Marion. Does anybody know if the screen is still up at the north drive-in down 423 just beyond or just before the cemetery? That's an interesting thing to know about. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the blizzard of 78 actually happened in January.
Oh, was it in January?
Yeah, and the day before the storm, it had warmed up and it had poured down rain. We were out that night and we were all laughing because they had predicted this big storm and the temperature was like 40-some degrees and pouring down rain. And then the next morning when you woke up, you just couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Now, was it a lot of snow or was it more about the drifting?
I really believe that it was more about the drifting. I lived on Marion Cardington Road, and the snow on our road had drifted. It was above the mailboxes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My gosh. Now, what was it like? How long were things at a standstill?
Quite a while. Actually, at that time, I worked at Marion Power Shovel, and people in town actually went to work. The people who lived in the county, they couldn't get out. A friend of mine, she lived in Southland Apartment, and she couldn't believe when she came, tried to get down to my house, the difference just coming from the city into, you know, the first road out in the county.
So a lot worse out in the county.
Yeah, because of the open fields.
Yeah.
So, everything drifted shut like crazy.
So did the storm happen during the week, not the weekend?
I believe it happened on a Wednesday night, overnight.
But it had been nice weather, and were people predicting?
I don't remember it being nice. I mean, we're in January. That day it had warmed up.
It had warmed up. Now, had people been anticipating this? Were the weathermen talking about this?
Yeah, Charlie was talking about this big storm constantly coming.
And people didn't believe him, from what I remember.
Well, I don't think they did that day because, like I say, it had warmed up and was raining.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for your memories.
Hey, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Now, see, those are interesting memories, and I think I have heard Charlie talk about the blizzard of 78 and talking about how he had been talking about this big storm that was going to be coming, and a lot of people didn't believe it that day because there was rain and it was warmer temperatures. But I think that's when things kind of get dangerous. When it's really cold, there isn't a whole lot of snow. But if you get there on that line between rain and snow, that's when a lot of problem can happen. So does anybody else have memories of the blizzard of 1978 and the drifting? It's nice to know people were still able to go to work at that time. But fascinating. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I kind of worked the 78 blizzard. Myself and four or five other guys, we all had snowmobiles, and we rode. We took doctors to the hospital. We took food out to people in the country. We went to this one house out in the country. I think it was by Les Rues. That's been a long time ago. And I guess an elderly person lived there. And when we knocked on the door, she came to the door. And she probably had 50 candles burning in that house.
Mm.
And she said, "No, I'm toasty warm." Well, we told her, now don't burn your house down. So we left. She was all right, but I'll tell you though, then that was all night we worked, and when the snow had already been plowed off the street in Marion, we were all starting home with the snowmobiles. Of course, we was driving on the streets. Police tried to stop us and give us a ticket.
Did they?
Yeah. You gotta be kidding.
Oh, my God.
You're not allowed to drive those on the street. I said, you didn't say that when the snow was 3 foot deep.
Now, how did you, how were you in contact with the doctors and things that needed to go to work?
Well, of course, we worked emergencies anyhow at that time. And, of course, we kind of knew where the doctors lived. And I guess one of my friends, they had an old-time cell phone or something in his truck, and he got a phone call saying a doctor had to be at the hospital. So someone went and picked him up on the snowmobile.
That's interesting.
In fact, I took my brother to work on my snowmobile.
Now,
he had about eight miles, and I took him to work so he wouldn't be late. So,
now, what group were you working for at that time?
Well, I actually was working I won't get into who I was working for at the time because, you know, it was one of the older funeral homes.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Yeah. But we tried, and I guess that's all you can do.
That's right, and everybody hopefully got to where they needed to be. Well, thanks for sharing the memory.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Talking about the blizzard of 1978, and these are interesting stories to hear because that has been, what now, 41 years ago? So a lot of people have forgotten what that was like. Now, if you're listening and you lived through that blizzard of 78 and you have a story maybe similar to the ones that we're hearing here, give us a call, 740-383-9944, coming up on 37 minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio. What was it like during the blizzard of 1978? Here in Marion, or if you lived around the surrounding counties. We had a caller call in who lived in the Gahanna area, and that was an interesting story to hear how long schools were out because of this blizzard, which apparently had more to do with the drifting than had to do with the snow accumulation. And then our last caller talking about taking people to work on snowmobiles and things of that nature, very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
The loop was, you went west on Center Street, across Park Boulevard, and back up east on Church Street.
Now,
and across Sergeant Street.
Now, why did people go up and shoot the loop?
To show their cars off, I think.
Was that what that was? Now, did it used to be at a certain time? Was it Friday and Saturday night?
That I don't know. I lived on Sergeant for a while, a long, long time ago. But I don't notice a time. And the other thing I wanted to tell you, got nothing to do with the loop, we'll be seeing Martha this morning. I'll be out at Presidential.
Oh, good.
So,
well,
for him.
Yeah, tell Martha hello and let her know that we were talking about her.
Mm-hmm, I will.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, we were talking earlier on about the loop. And what was the purpose of shooting the loop? I don't really know. Show cars off? Might have been. But now we learned where the loop was in Marion. Coming up on 39 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Don't forget, Charlie Evers comes up after this program today, 10:15 to 12 noon. Then the Exchange Club, 12:15 to 1 o'clock. Here with Brandy Downs, Charlie, and myself. It's going to be an interesting morning here. Did I say the time right, Charlie? 10:10 to 12 noon? I tell you, I did not sleep very well last night, so you got to excuse what I'm talking about today. It might not be exactly right. But the things we are talking about and having fun talking about are the blizzard of 1978, shooting the loop, talking about Martha Douse. Does anybody remember the Mike Rollins dances? Any more memories of the Isley shop or Tecumseh that we have not gone through this week, the Tecumseh plant? But the blizzard of 78 seems to be an interesting story for most people, because a lot of people went through it, and a lot of those people are still in this community. And what are your memories of that? The blizzard of 1978, now 41 years ago, since that particular event happened. Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying to get in. We love to hear these stories. Now, the other people that we were talking about this morning, Father Fury, Bob Smith from Smith Cardinal, Max Ross, former sheriff and coach at Marion Catholic, Snow's Racket Store, Dorothy over at Fair Park Sundries, and I can't remember her last name, Nemeth or Nesmith or something like that. Does anybody remember her? She was there for a lot. I know she was there for at least 30 years, because I don't think the Fair Park Sundries store closed up until the 1990s, if I am correct on that. So 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I worked at B.F. Goodrich when that blizzard came. I worked a midnight shift. So we heard the weather report, you know, it's like, yeah, it's going to do this and going to do that. And, you know, nobody believed it. When we got there, I worked, you know, at midnight. And, boy, it started, the wind started blowing and snowing and raining. And you couldn't open a door hardly. It was just, the wind was fierce. But anyway, we worked our shift that night. And in the morning, there was so much snow out there at Green Camp, we stayed there 3 days. The midnight shift stayed there. And when we did get out, we had to shovel all our way back to Marion. A couple of bridges out there at Green Camp, we had to shovel through them. It's drifted so bad, and they hadn't got that cleared off yet. But back then, it seemed like the roads didn't get cleared like they do now, you know. But now, we was 3 days in that plant.
Now, was it more about the drifting than the actual snow accumulation?
No, there's quite a bit of snow, but it did drift with that wind. And one guy out there left. He was going to go home, and we thought he was going to die because they warned people to stay in. Well, he made it to a couple houses in Green Camp, I guess, and he lived outside of Green Camp a little ways. And this guy, he's still alive, a tough guy. I don't know how he ever made it, because we thought he would perish, actually, because it was too bad to go out. Mm-hmm. It was too bad.
Now, living through some other storms, is that the worst one there's ever been?
Worst one I've been, yes.
Now,
I'm 80 years old, so that's the worst one I can think of.
Now, when you were out at the Goodrich plant and you stayed the night, what were the accommodations like out there? Was there food and things?
Just in the what you took in your lunch bucket and what snack machine they had, and that's what you stayed and did. That's how it was.
Mm. And the storm... And the storm came pretty quickly.
Oh, it came quick. Yes, it did. It was just, oh, the wind and stuff was tremendous.
Mm.
You know, we thought, you know, we heard the weather report, like, yeah, some stayed home, you know, people that lived in the countries. You know, I'm living in Marion, so I only had 5 miles to go. But I thought, I'm not missing. Nope, I never missed, hardly. Anyway, it was true. It ended up, it was true. And then, when we did shovel our way back, I got home, okay? And I had a beer tap in my refrigerator. I was going to get me a cold beer. I hit the lever. It was out of beer. So, I come out of the house, and the neighbors, I took four of them, or five of them, we went to Kroger's. And we all went together, so if we did have trouble, we could push, you know, they could push me out. It was tough. It was really something.
So it was a disaster all the way. No snow and no beer.
That's it. No beer. I thought, I'm going to have me a cold one. Guess, no, didn't happen.
Well, thanks for calling. That's, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good memories. Well, at the time, I'm sure they weren't good memories, but the blizzard of 1978. Here in Marion. Does anybody else have any memories of like that? I bet a lot of places had to spend the night, a lot of workers had to spend the night at their place of employment, because if a storm comes in like that and it comes quick, and a lot of people do work third shift, second shift, you can't get the car out. What do you do? And do people plan for things like that? Were the Columbus weathermen predicting that correctly? We certainly know that Charlie here in Marion was predicting that correctly. But beyond that, do we know the answers to these questions? Well, I think a call is coming in here. Let's see. Nope. Well, if that was you, call back in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Thought we had a call coming in there. Remember, try back. We enjoy getting the calls and enjoy getting you up on the air. Now, it sounded again like somebody had turned the ringer on again, which is my number one. No, maybe not. Okay. I guess we're okay. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944, talking about the blizzard of 1978 and how you might have lived it here in Marion, Ohio, or in the surrounding areas. Columbus, Upper Sandusky, LaRue, Green Camp, Richwood. Blizzard of 78. 740-383-9944. Or any of the other topics. Haven't had many memories of the theaters here in Marion, which we brought up this morning, which is maybe why they went under. Does anybody remember the theater that was on the West End, or the old Marion Theater, or the Ohio Theater, or the State Theater that were all located here in Marion? Did anybody happen to work there or hear anything from your fathers, mothers, aunts, uncles, grandparents about these particular places? Any memories of the drive-in theaters here in Marion, the North and South drive-in theaters? Had a caller earlier on who said they believe the screen to the North drive-in theater is still there, which I guess you can see if you go down 423 before you get to the cemetery on North Main Street. But I don't know if that screen is still there or not. Now, it seems to me that I remember seeing that screen at one point or another, but I don't know if it is still located there or not. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
I tried a minute ago, and it wouldn't ring in, so somebody else may be having trouble. But as far as the blizzard, there was the freezing rain, and it was ice that had to be cleared off before they could open the school at Caledonia. And the wind blew so hard that somebody, with their electricity off, a lot of people had electricity off west of town and east of Marion for a couple of days. And one little boy that didn't have feeling in his legs was taken to a neighbor's by a sled after the wind dried down, calmed down.
Mm.
And then they melted snow to flush their toilet, and his family took in this little boy's grandmother, too, as well as he and his sisters and mother. And they thought it would be a severe storm, but not a blizzard.
Not a blizzard. I remember hearing stories of people who were using their gas stoves for heat because their electric did go out.
Yes, it was cold. We had a stove to burn wood, and it was a little cold. And then north of Marion, I understood, they had to burn whatever their siding or something they had extra in their garage to keep warm. And some people were caught in the snow north of Marion some miles and died in their cars. And somebody in Mansfield was in a semi-trailer and the snow covered it and they had to find him. So it was a real rough time. Several people died.
A real mess. A real mess. Well, hey, I appreciate the call. These memories are all very interesting, and if we are having issues with the phone, just keep calling back, because people are getting in, 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning, talking about memories of the blizzard of 1978, and I know there are a lot of stories, like the one that we just heard, about little boys who didn't have feeling in their legs because of the temperatures and the snow and the cold. Ugh. What it must have been. And I think we have to go back and think of the time that this was, 1978, and that there weren't cell phones. And, you know, if power went out, that was a big problem for a lot of people. And I don't even think back in those days, many people had the little portable electric heaters. And if you didn't have electric, it wouldn't have been much good to you anyway. But memories of the blizzard of 78 with about 10 minutes left to go. Does anybody recall that particular time in the Marion area or the surrounding areas. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. Don't forget Charlie Evers coming up right after this show today from 10:10 until 12 noon, and then the Exchange Club from 12:10 to 1 p.m. today with Charlie and Brandy. Always interesting programming, and Charlie could certainly tell you a lot about the blizzard. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he camped out at the radio station during that particular time. It was a harrowing time for Marion, that's for sure. Does anybody remember anything about the police or the firefighters or the ambulances? Were they able to get out? Were they able to go around? Did people try to go out in the storm and get stuck? Well, we heard about some there that got stuck and didn't make it. I don't know how many people didn't make it in the blizzard of 78, but I know there were some deaths, obviously, and that is never a good thing. And I think that's why people are very cautious to this day when it comes to storms. When people hear a snowstorm is coming, they get to the grocery store. And I think it's because of the generation of that blizzard of 78, because people didn't think it was going to happen because of the warm weather that had happened earlier on in the day. The rain and the temperatures had went up and so on and so forth, as it were. But, there you go. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any memories of the blizzard of 1978? Or does anybody have any memories of the old Isley shop? Or Tecumseh, which was a big talking point earlier on in the week? Or does anybody remember meeting Bob Mason, the founder of Marion Broadcasting, the original owner of WMRN Radio? Or how was the food at the Shovel Restaurant, which just closed recently? I never spent much time at the Shovel Restaurant, to be honest, but I imagine a lot of people who worked at the Shovel ate there. How was the food over the years? I always heard it was very good at the Shovel. Dorothy at Fair Park Sundry still cannot find anybody who remembered much about Dorothy. All I remember is that the store was open for a long time. I think it was a drug store, because I think she had a pharmacist in there. I don't think Dorothy was a pharmacist. And I remember Dorothy was just an older lady who had a big, kind of a beehive hairdo. I remember that very well. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm listening to your radio. This has nothing to do with what you're talking about, but people say there's nothing around Marion to do. Hang on just a second.
Yes, I'm listening to your radio.
Well, anyway, I had to turn radio.
I understand.
Okay, we have a group from our church, the seniors, and I'm one of those. We go somewhere every month. We went somewhere yesterday that I had never seen before. The Shawshank Redemption movie.
Oh, yes.
They have a museum in Upper Sandusky that is totally awesome.
Now, what kind of things are in there? I've heard about this, but I've never been in there.
Oh, my gosh. They have autographed pictures of, like, Morgan Freeman and those kind, you know, the people that were in it. And then it's called the Wood Shop. This was an actual wood shop, and they came in and filmed part of it there. They have so much stuff in there. I couldn't begin to tell you how much. They have an ambulance. It was Cadillac ambulance. I forget who bought it. It is just well worth going to Upper Sandusky for. It is so good.
Now, where is it located in Upper?
It is on 8th Street, 228 8th Street. It's right in Upper Sandusky. It really is awesome. I couldn't get over it.
Is there an admission to get into the museum?
Just a donation.
Just a donation.
And that surprised me.
Wow.
So, but they, Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So it's called the Shawshank Museum.
Yes.
Wow.
Part of that was filmed in this shop. But he has great, he has buses that were in it. He has cars that came along with that time period. It's just an awesome place to go and not expensive. And there's good restaurants up there too.
Oh, that's great. Well, yeah, there's a lot of great places in Upper Wye. Thank you for calling in and sharing that.
Then we went to Indian Mill. Oh. I went there as a child with my family. Everybody needs to go see that. There's a museum right there at Indian Mill, in the mill. A lot of history up there in that area. So thank you very much. But it is an awesome place to go.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
Bye. Bye-bye. Well, that is very interesting to be sure, because we love to hear about things going on in the Marion area and around the Marion area. Upper Sandusky, just up the road here. I hear some people out there talking in the lobby right now. But does anybody have any memories of the Blizzard of 78 or interesting places that people might want to visit? The weekend is upon us, 56 minutes past the hour. 4 minutes, we will be heading into the Charlie Evers Show at a quarter after, what will it be here? A quarter after 10, and then to 12 noon. So there we go. Oh, here comes the call. See, again, I was trying to read something while doing the show. That's not a good thing to do. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The place up at Upper Sandusky, my grandson had their wedding reception up there.
Oh, at the Shawshank place.
Yes, and it is amazing. Of course, they had to take a lot of stuff out of there for the wedding reception. But it was very nice place, and that just brought back memories. So I just wanted to let you know. I don't know if there's anything else going on, you know, that they go there for. But, yes, it was amazing.
And just a donation to get in.
Well, I don't know about that. We didn't have to pay to get into the reception, but I'm sure they had to.
Well, that's neat that people can have their wedding receptions there.
Yes, right.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Interesting. Wedding receptions at the old Shawshank Museum. Now, that would be a very unique place to have your wedding reception, that's for sure. 57 and a half minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling in. We certainly want to hear from you. Any interesting places you would recommend people to go? That's always an interesting topic. And a lot of talk this morning of the Blizzard of 1978, which so many people remember so well who lived in this area. Certainly, I don't think has been a storm like that in, I don't think there's been a storm like that again. Except, I think it was 2008, a storm came that had more accumulation, but didn't have the drifting like the storm in 78. I think that's right. But we can probably get one more call in today if somebody'd like to call in, 740-383-9944 on this 20th day of September 2019, about a minute and a half to go. So if you would like to call in, recommend something, have a memory of something, call us, 740-383-9944. What an interesting week it's been, bringing back memories of the Tecumseh plant, the Isley shop, Snow's Racket Store, the Blizzard of 1978 today, the old theaters that were here in Marion for so long. These are interesting topics, and hopefully it's history that will never be forgotten. Even though at the time it might not have been the most fun thing to live through, that's okay, because we made it through it, we're here, and we're still talking about it in 2019. Can you believe that blizzard was 41 years ago? I don't think most people would think that, but 78, there you go. Remember, this show's on every Monday through Friday from 8:10 until 10 a.m., and we'll continue the conversation next week. Charlie Evers is up next, talking about a lot of great things from 10:10 until 12 noon. Then the Exchange Club with Brandy Downs, myself, and Charlie from 12:10 to 1 p.m. on this Getaway Friday. More local news, information, and programming straight ahead here on WWGH Radio. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the peeperhood, neighborhood, in your name?